الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are two questions which are very pertinent questions. If we have to pose these questions to the general population and even to Muslims, then we will get varying answers. Number one, what is success? Or who is successful? Number two, what is intelligence? Or who is intelligent? Someone will say, Maulana, if I pass my exams now, then I will be on top of the world. I am successful. If I can get 6 A's, Maulana. If I get admission into medical school in South Africa, then Maulana, I am successful. Another person will say, Maulana, certain family member of mine is very, very ill. If they get cured, then I got nothing to worry about. That is my goal, that is my success. Someone else may say, my child. Someone may talk about his home. A third person might speak about his wealth, his business. Someone wants to get a job. Someone wants to get married. Each person got his own concerns, living in his own bubble. And for him, that has become his goal and his objective. And this has even engulfed the minds and the hearts. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the answer to this in very, very simple, easy terms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the verse that I recited now. And how beautifully Allah Ta'ala commences and Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ First thing Allah reminds us of maut. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَ Just ponder over this ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, I made your path to this world easy. So Allah is speaking about the beginning. I made your path to this world easy. Immediately thereafter, Allah doesn't speak about the life of this world. Allah says, ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَ Then we give you death and we put you into the grave. The life of this world is very short. You are not supposed to become absorbed in this world. It's a life of necessity. Fulfill your need and move on. If a person is going into the toilet for his need, but he's spending half a day in the toilet, you say, bhai, something is definitely wrong. You need to be checked up. You definitely need a checkup because this is not normal. So in this world when we came, Allah Ta'ala put us for a purpose and objective. That is to attain success. Allah Pak also put us in this world to attain success. But are we focusing on the right goals and the right success? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in a hadith that Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsa. Who is an intelligent person? The intelligent person is that person that keeps and calls himself to account. He keeps a careful eye over himself. He calls himself to account. So today we're doing that calling to account. We're doing some reflection now. Allah give me, give all of us the understanding. Ayat of the Quran al-Majid, Surah Ali Imran, verse 185. We started. كل نفس ذائقة الموت خلق الموت والحياة. Allah says, Allah created death and Allah created life. There too Allah Ta'ala spoke about mort first. Everybody's focus is supposed to be on death. The whole attention has shifted to the life of this world. When it comes to the life of this world, Allah says, Mata'ul ghurur, it is a deception. Don't get caught in it. La'ibu wa lahu, play and amusement. Very, very short lived. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Your rewards you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give it to you in full. But who is a successful person? Person passed his exams. I'm on top of the world. I'm successful. I made it. The next year starts and then he's worried again. Now it's university. Now I'm looking for a job. Can't find a job. Things are not taking off. The world is a rat race. It's a race. And Allah Ta'ala also got a race. Allah's race is فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run to Allah. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ Every advice is advising us to run towards Akhirat. Run towards Allah. Don't be deceived with this world. Our ulama are telling us, and we mentioned this 2 weeks ago, this talk is a continuation of the talk that we gave 2 weeks ago. We mentioned many things there, and we are just revising some of those things. That the problems that we're seeing in the ummah today, by and large, is because our focus has shifted from akhirat to dunya. We have made this world our goal, and we have forgotten the real life of the akhirat. Which every Nabi came and told his people about, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And he gave his day and night to advise this ummah about it. That I want you to be successful not in this world only. I want you to be successful eternally. So this verse Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ Real fawzul azim, ultimate success is that person that was saved from the fire of Jahannam and granted entrance into Jannat. He is successful. Inna Allah la yanduru ila ajsamikum wala ila suwarikum. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at a person's body. Allah doesn't look at his outward form. Nobody will enter Jannat because of his physique, because he's very handsome or she's very beautiful, because of the color of the skin, color of the hair, color of the eyes, because of their height, or their strength. Nobody will enter Jannat on this basis. Allah doesn't look at this. There were certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum that had disabilities. Other Sahaba radiallahu anhum were blind. Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum weren't blessed with features. Some of them came from very, very impoverished backgrounds. They were slaves in the past, like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. But in the sight of Allah, they had very, very high maqam. Very, very high status. Allah doesn't judge a person by his wealth. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at your bodies. Allah doesn't look at your outer looks. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ And Allah doesn't judge a person by his wealth. Everybody is equal to Allah. What Allah Ta'ala looks at? وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ Allah Ta'ala is looking at the hearts. And Allah is looking at the a'mal and the outward actions, what a person is doing. The first thing when it comes to the heart is the king, the capital of the body. If this heart is right, the body will be right. The actions will be right. And inshallah this person will go right also. And Allah will take him right into the gardens of Jannat. But if a person's heart is not right, then his actions won't be right. And then he will become the prey of shaitan. And Allah forbid, he is going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. The first thing ulama are saying that needs to be corrected. The first thing is the aqaid and the aqidah. We need to correct our beliefs. 2 weeks ago I explained what is happening on the ground. Not only young, but the old also. There's an inqilab in the mind. We spoke about zehni irtidad, where a person is becoming an intellectual apostate. And they are posting and saying proudly, murtad. Sometimes they look outside like a Muslim. But in their minds and in their hearts, what is lurking? Aqeedah is very sensitive. One wrong belief a person has and is out of the fold of Islam. Very sensitive. A person can believe in 99.9%. But that 0.1% which was a fundamental belief, he left it out, then he is out of the fold of Islam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا They believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they don't entertain doubts. They don't say, Maulana, what does Islam say about evolution? That means he has a doubt. That means he is thinking about it. He's toying with the idea in his head. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Then he doesn't have doubts that Dehati was in his farm. But he had more iman than some of the intellectuals today. This is how you know, you're supposed to have no doubts. Shaitan came to him in the form of a human being. And he wanted to prove to an intelligent scholar that this Dehati, this farmer, this Bedouin got more iman than you. He said, alright, let's see. Shaitan went to him as the man is working in his field. He said to him, if I have to tell you that Allah is not one, that there is more than one Allah, and I have proofs for this, what would you say? He said, you see, I got this, whatever, pickaxe or hoe, I got it in my hand. If you tell me Allah is more than one, I will make you into more than one pieces also. I will make you into more than one pieces. I don't want to hear it. Today we became curious. Some of my friends, they want to go on YouTube and watch a lot of things. Now a person was a Muslim, he became a murtad. So he got something to say, I want to go there and watch that. Who asked us to watch it? That put poison, it injected poison. Mina wa yumsi kafira. He'll wake up as a believer, he'll go to bed as a disbeliever. He poisoned his mind. He doesn't realize. He's going and watching debates. And now he's confused. It wasn't for him. It wasn't his job. It wasn't his business. He was supposed to focus on his amal, getting his aqidah right. He went and corrupted his mind. And not one video. Video upon video upon video. That poison is sitting. It's festering there in his mind, in his heart. It's corrupting him. Until he reaches a point where he's questioning the ulama. We met one senior alim, who teaches in the Darul Ulum, in Johannesburg, in Houghton. We went to his home, we sat with him. And he gave us some time. And he said, do you know, there are youngsters that are teenagers. They come to me with such questions pertaining to aqidah, that I have to go and open big, big kitabs that we teach in the Darul Ulum. I have to do research to try and explain to them the correct beliefs of a Muslim. He said, Maulana, we know what is happening in our communities. These things come to us. What fires are burning in the Muslim homes? This is a time, as I said, of the fitna of darkness. And that fitna has come to take our iman. Our pious elders of the past, Allah had given them that foresight when they had seen what is coming. And they had emphasized certain practices, certain actions. All we have to do is just to imbibe it and accept it. Suwayd ibn Haris hadith we were speaking about, where they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Mu'minun, we are believers. We are mu'minun. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was really impressed. And he said, Ma haqiqatu qawlikum ma imanikum. What is the reality of your statement and your iman? And they said, خَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَ We have 15 things that make us believers. And on that occasion we explained that a Muslim is made up of sifat. He said, خَمْسٌ Five things. أَمَرَتْنَا بِهَا رُسُلُكَ أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَا They told us that we have to believe in these five. We spoke about the kalimas. We spoke about the articles of faith. We spoke about the importance of renewing our iman before going to bed every day. And the first thing they said, they commanded us that we should believe in Allah. We should believe in Allah. One is a person says, I believe in Allah. Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. But for that belief to penetrate the deep recesses of our heart and our mind. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Sickness is from Allah, Allah will give the cure. That test came a few years ago, 4 to 5 years ago, in the form of COVID, where the iman was shaken, where people felt that life and death is in the hands of COVID, not in the hands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When the time for a soul is up, Allah will not delay that time. Any excuse will come. Any excuse. It can be an accident. Man can be well and healthy. It can be sickness. It can be something, a strange phenomenon. But when the time is up, his time in this world is limited. He will go on the time, whatever is the excuse. No one can pass that time. But that time of COVID, the iman was tested. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِي. When I get sick, Allah gives me cure. So when a person says, I believe in Allah, it's not just I believe in Allah, and that's it. To understand fully and believe fully, my trust is in Allah. My sustenance is in the hands of Allah. Allah is in control of my life, the life of my wife, my children, my business, my home. If Allah wants, Allah can turn things around. If Allah wants, Allah can make it in my favor. If Allah wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amantu billah, I believe in Allah. Ulama say, we don't make shirk with Allah, we don't ascribe partners with Allah. But there is another type of shirk that is known as a subtle shirk. Shirk al-khafi. It's a very subtle, hidden shirk. Few years ago, there was a person that met a youngster in a university. So he told this youngster, my young man, you don't sustain yourself. Your studies are not doing. Allah is doing. But this person was a very professional, educated person in the medical field. And he told this youngster, remember, Allah gives you. Allah provides for you. Allah takes care of you. Otherwise, your education and your qualifications, Allah can show you that it will mean nothing, it will mean zero. And a person that is uneducated, never completed matric, Allah can show again and again that Allah will give him sustenance. Because sustenance is in the hands of Allah. So he came back and said, Maulana, when I told this youngster this, his body language, I read his body language, he was not accepting what I was saying. I am doing. My business is doing. And where does that feature? When the Muaddin says, come to Salah, this is your success. Allah is greater than your business. Allah is greater than your sustenance. Allah is greater than your studies. Allah is greater than your family. Allah is greater than your comfort. Allah is greater than your holiday. 4 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya. This is a call from Allah on the tongue of the Muaddin. Who is responding and who is not responding? That is the first mistake we made in Iman. And in giving preference to the world, when we abandoned Salah in the Masjid with Jamaat. That was the first mistake as an Ummah, where we have shown that our yaqeen is more on ourselves, in our comforts, in our homes, in our businesses, in our sustenance, in our studies, and our loyalty is more there outside than to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amantu billah, I believe in Allah. Amaratna an nu'mina billah, they told us believe in Allah. So this is the first thing, brothers, we have to get it right. This is the first thing we have to get right. People are doing self-study. Everything else, when it comes to expertise, we look at the experts. We don't do it ourselves. Simple things like in the home decor. We don't want to make a mistake. We don't want to spoil the walls. We don't want to spoil the floors. We don't want to spoil the walls. So get someone to do it. Why, he knows what he is doing. When it comes to our deen, the self-study has destroyed many people's iman. They haven't understood. That alim is studying 6-7 years. He still needs to study. He still can't stand on his own two feet. He still requires his ustads for the rest of his life. And we never study. We don't know Arabic. And we're opening the translation of Quran. I got Bukhari Sharif Molana. I'm also opening and studying. We don't understand the intricacies. And then a person gets severe doubts about Islam, severe doubts about Iman. One woman, Mufti Mahmood Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, from India, buried in Germiston, in a ladies program, professional woman, she said, I want to speak to Mufti Saab, but there must be no other man here. I need to speak to Hazrat. And I don't want my husband there also. He said, okay. Your husband can exclude himself, but I can't sit alone and behind the scene, the screen and talk to you. I need some other men with me here, and that is the condition. So no problem, they said. And then this woman says that, you know, I have done some self-study. And in my self-study, I have come to the conclusion that the Quran is not the word of Allah. What happens to a person, my respected brothers? I was in these environments. I interacted with students. Students will have what we call halqa. They will sit with the Quran and each one will give their personal opinion on Quran, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this is going to happen. Why I studied. I did my doctorate. I did my master's. I can write a thesis. I know how to study and research. They called us and they said, we want to introduce halal food in the university. So we want some professional opinion. Non-Muslim woman. Non-Muslim woman. Because she did a thesis, she put a whole file in front of me of her research of halal and haram. Said, what you have to say? I had a few lines from our Darul Iftah. And subhanallah, those few lines bowled that whole file out. Because at the end of the day, it's all about commercial. That 3-4 lines from the Darul Iftah, Sahih Ilm, Ilm Haq, the Ilm of Truth, bowled that whole file that she had. Because that is based on self-study. That 3-4 lines was based on Haq and Truth. Proper scholars. So this woman, she says, I don't believe that the Quran is from Allah. I want to ask you, if she had to die in that state, where is she going? What is the level of her iman? There will be some people that will go in the qabr, and when the angels will ask them, because the iman was on the rocks, they lost the iman. They might have known the answers in this world. But when that angel will ask them, then all the doubts will crop up. Mar Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Hi, la adri, I don't know. He was in doubt. He lost his iman. Now he goes into the qabr. I don't know. What is the religion? I don't know. Sometimes I was celebrating Diwali, sometimes celebrating Christmas, sometimes Easter. We had friends, they had drinks on the table, you know, because they're my friends. And we were doing everything. So I don't know what is my religion. أَمَرَتْنَا أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. We have to believe in Allah and believe in Allah in totality. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, in a short way, in a simple manner, he broke her argument. And this happens throughout time. That we need the antidote. And that antidote is with the senior scholars, the senior ulama. He said, did you read the seerah? She said, yes. He said, what you learned about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character, as-sadiq al-ameen, most trustworthy, most truthful. So are you saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a liar when he said this is kalamullah? He broke argument in that simple way, in a simple manner. What we'll say is general knowledge. But her mind was blocked with her self-study. And today it became so easy in the palm of your hand. So my respected elders and brothers, first thing, amaratna, he commanded us to believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wal ba'ath ba'd al-maut. They commanded us to believe in Allah, in the kitabs of Allah, the books of Allah. And as I said, each one of these things, every time I'm speaking, the time is running out. Each one of these things require explanation. To believe in the angels, to believe in the books of Allah. Quran is the final book, all previous books have been cancelled. You can't read it, you can't study it also. They have been distorted. They have been changed according to the whims and fancies of the scholars and the people of the times. And over time it's been revised. Quran has all of that and the final message. What Allah wants from us, Umar radiallahu anhu is reading from the Torah. He perhaps was impressed with a few things there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face is turning red. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu taps Umar. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reaction. Immediately he closes, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِيَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. I'm happy with Allah as my Rabb, with Islam as my Deen, with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. He said, oh Umar, if Musa alayhi salam had to be alive now, he also would have to follow me. What you looking for in other religions? What you looking for it in the Torah and the Injil? That has passed, cancelled, abrogated, changed. Quran is the final book. Why don't you open Quran and read? Why don't you understand Quran? And also I'm saying again, not self-study. Not by understanding. The correct, proper understanding that we take from our senior ulama. So they commanded us to believe in the books. They commanded us to believe in angels. Each belief we have to explain. People are writing jokes. The angel said this. Say, we are sensitive about our deen. We don't joke about Allah. The Christians will joke. They say, Jesus, one day this happened, one day that happened. For them it's nothing. To make cartoons is nothing for them. We are very sensitive. We don't make cartoons and sketches. We don't joke about deen. These are articles of faith. These jokes, the angel said this, that happened, this happened. We don't joke about it. We believe Allah has countless angels made from Noor. And each one has certain duties. They're not male, they're not female. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And they do what they are asked. Strangely enough, I opened one kitab the other day. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلْ هَارُوت وَمَارُوت Allah says, these are two angels, Harut and Marut. I was shocked to find one kitab that is being sold in one good bookstore of ours. And in there it's saying Harut and Marut, they were human beings and they committed sin. When we were studying, our respected Ustaz, he alerted us to this. So many years later, we open and we find, now a person that's unsuspecting, he goes and he reads it and he accepts it. Poisoning the mind, poisoning the heart, making a person misunderstand. So they commanded us to believe in Allah, to believe in His books, His angels, His prophets. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا نبي بعدي, there's no Nabi after me. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We don't differentiate between the Anbiya alayhi salam. We accept and believe in all of them, even if we don't know their names. There's a limited number who are mentioned in the Quran. Most of them, we don't know their names. We believe in all of them. If a person, now to understand Aqidah and how sensitive, if a person rejects one Nabi of Allah, one Nabi accepts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he rejects one Nabi of Allah, he's out of Islam. Or he accepts one Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's out of Islam. There were many, there were women also. Tulayha, Sajja, Musaylama, Ghulam Mirza, Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, up till today people are following him. There were many imposters, people that made claims. So my respected elders and brothers, my time is up. Inshallah we'll continue. But to cap up, to wrap up, before we sleep, rekindle and revive the practice of the five kalimas and Iman Mujmal, Iman Mufassal. Every day, dhikr of the kalima la ilaha illallah to renew our iman. These are trying times. And make sure our women folk and our children are also doing it. And go to the senior scholars. Whenever we have any doubts, whenever some poison has been injected into our minds and in our hearts, my advice is abstain from these videos. Abstain from reading just any content. And this is to protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and to make amal and bless us with firm iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.